everybody. I am Joan Fell here today with Ashley Bartlett, and we are Women in Words. Normally, Andy would be here doing all this talking, but she's on the road again. God only knows. She'll tell us all about it next week. But that means we get to hang out with Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
How's it going?
It's good. It's so good. I haven't talked to you in a really long time.
So long.
It's been like
the longest.
It's been a few months.
It has.
Right?
Oh man. I'm a little taller, I think. I'm not.
I am not taller either. So
I wish I was a little bit taller.
Well,
I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat that was black.
I don't know what
6'4" Impala.
I need you to stop. I don't know what any of that is. I know it's got to be lyrics, but I don't know what it's for. I'm too old to be playing this game with you. What's that from?
It's an early rap song.
An early
really,
rap song.
Your generation. You were just in bumfuck wherever.
I never. Yeah, Idaho. I never listened to rap. What was it? Tell me so I can feel cool.
No.
Why is it
Everyone
bad?
Everyone knows it.
Everyone except
no,
me?
No, because I can't think of the artist's name. But everyone who's listening right now knows exactly what I'm talking about. They'll
okay.
comment.
Yeah, dear listener, please help me translate, you know, Ashley to English, if you could, so I can know what's going on. Anyway, Ashley.
Yes.
Tell us a story.
That's
you have
me.
A story? Yes, that's you.
I do. Sort of. It's a little bit depressing, but don't focus on the depressing part. Focus on the funny part, okay?
Okay.
So, I have a former student who is now, you know, like, one of my kiddos. They call me Aunt Grandpa.
Of course they do.
Which, yeah, seems fitting.
Why don't they call you Uncle Grandpa?
I don't know. I think it's...
Hello. Are they trying to respect your pronoun preferences? Do you have pronoun preferences?
I generally use she, but it's more like they would call me a grandpa, but they want to temper it with aunt because I'm like a cool aunt, I guess.
Mm. All right.
I don't know.
All right. Anyway.
So this kid is awesome. They are 19, I think, and they got their top surgery scheduled, so they're very excited.
Cool. Very
and
cool.
It was supposed to take like well over a year to get in, but then they got in like 9 months. So that very exciting. They were supposed to go in October, and they live in Portland, so near you, but the surgery is scheduled in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents are abusive assholes. So they like tried to emotionally blackmail the kid, whatever, and then finally said, "We're going to cancel your health insurance before your top surgery date if you don't do X, Y, and Z."
Oh, wow.
Because they're abusive assholes.
This bothers me. I don't like this.
It gets better. It's going to get better.
Okay, gets better.
Okay, so, like, the kid and I talked, and then the kid talked with their significant other, and, like, they actually do have an aunt who is their actual aunt that's very supportive. So they called the surgery center, and they said, "Hey, listen, this is the deal." And the surgery center said, "Well, we can get you in on Tuesday."
Oh, shit, that's awesome.
So,
well, since it's an issue, come in on Tuesday.
Yeah, just, like, they had a cancellation. They called the kid. They're like, "Can you get down here?" And the kid already was like coming down because they were going to go visit their aunt. So it was like, it was perfect. Like, it worked out perfectly. And I said, "Don't post anything on social media because then parents who stalk your accounts will figure it out."
Yeah.
So they're like, okay. So they didn't post anything until right after. Like, then their significant other started posting on Instagram, whatever.
That is so good.
It was great. So the kid is healthy and happy and recovering, and everything went great. And they're so excited, and they keep sending me chest pictures. And I'm like, "Hey, I'm still like an adult, and you're like my kid, and that's creepy." And they're like, "Respect that. I'll stop." So like, that's all great. So then the parents, who had nothing else to take away, changed the Netflix password.
Oh, good God. Do you want to give them mine? I have Netflix.
No, they're already set up.
That's like, terrible.
It's so that's so petty and hilarious.
Yeah. You know, people have
Like, how
choices.
sad for
Like,
them.
you can choose to be a decent human being who supports your kid, or you can choose to be an asshat who thinks that, some arbitrary standard is more important than your child. That's just
Yeah.
wrong. That's just wrong. I
Well,
have
I mean,
a.
obviously, they're not smart people. They
Clearly.
changed their Netflix password. That was it.
I gotta say though, if I wanted to fuck with my kids, especially my adult kids, if I
Oh,
wanted to fuck
totally.
with them, changing the Netflix password, I change the Hulu password, and I change the Amazon password because the entire family uses my Prime account because shipping. So,
Of
yeah, that would
course.
fuck with them all.
I say this as someone who's an adult about the same age as your adult children. Yeah, that would fuck them right up.
It's like, not even a whatever. Netflix is what, like $10 a month, and Hulu's like $15 a month. And how much is Prime? It's like maybe $100 a year. It's like not even any
Yeah.
money. It's no real money. It's not like you couldn't spend it yourself. It's just, why would you when you can just get my password?
Steal your mom's.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm realizing as you're running through all of these, I now have set up all of those accounts. Like, I pay for them now. Does this mean I'm actually an adult?
Yeah, you check all the adult boxes. You have like a grown-up job, you have a wife, you
Huh?
do you pay for your own gas like when you go visit your parents? Because this was how I knew I was an
Yeah.
adult. Well, but your parents all live close, huh? My
Yeah.
when I went I knew that my mom considered me to be grown when I made the drive home and she didn't offer to fill up my tank for me to come back. Like she was confident that I had enough money for gas to get home. So
Okay, that's lovely.
yeah,
How cute.
those are the markers. Have you ever bought any major appliances like a washer and dryer?
We don't have the hookups in our
Oh.
place. Our entire building does not have a washer and dryer. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
I've never used a laundromat.
Who
I
does
go
your
to my
laundry?
aunt's.
Oh, but you do your laundry.
I do my laundry. Like, sometimes we'll forget something and my mother-in-law will fold it for us.
You know what? That's just family taking care of family. That's okay. You
Exactly.
pay your own
But also,
bills.
here's this. We are, my wife and I together, we are Mashley, because she's Megan, I'm Ashley. And so, like, we get letters from our nieces that say, like, to the aunties Mashley,
Nice.
which is
That's.
adorable.
You guys have been
But
together
our.
since you were like 12, too, so people have had a
Yes,
long
yeah.
time to mash your names together.
Exactly. And it's been like this since the beginning.
Yeah.
But our Amazon account is set up under our joint email address, which is Mashley.
Oh.
So whenever we have to call Amazon for some reason, they say, "Hi, Mashley."
You say yes.
That's us.
That's totally right. So, what's your password?
Nope. I don't even know. I say that because I have no idea.
You know
My
what?
wife doesn't let me have the passwords.
You put it in and the system remembers it. What else do you need,
It
really?
does.
So,
Exactly.
I want to talk about going back to the surgery thing for a second, because
Yes.
and pronouns and whatever. I don't. Did I tell you? Do you know about Michael? Have I talked
Yes.
to you since Michael moved in? Right. So,
Yes.
Michael, had some issues with his biological parents and his grandparents, whatever, being able to like check in and figure out what all this means, right? And they insist on
Yes.
calling him by his birth name and using female pronouns and all these things. And then the grandfather had a conversation with Michael's lawyer, because when you go into, the foster care system, you get assigned a lawyer of your very own. Did you know that? Yeah, you do.
That's fancy.
It's very, very fancy. So the grandfather, the mom's dad, had a conversation with the lawyer, and the lawyer took the time to really explain to him what it all meant and how it doesn't have anything to do with any kind of external, influence, and how it's this is just how he, Michael is wired, and it's who he is, and recognizing and supporting that is a really important part of, his existence, his identity, and all that. And so then his grandfather, who Michael still hasn't agreed to see, but his grandfather and his grandmother wrote him a letter that, you know, was delivered through via a social worker, but they wrote a letter and they used his name, Michael, and they used male pronouns throughout. Isn't that amazing?
Yay!
Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it so much. Like, I just, you know, it's like, you know, it's who cares what it means? Just have a little respect for the individual. They want you to, you know, call them three-toed monkey Mike. Call them that. Whatever it is.
Yes.
Just call them
yes.
whatever it is. So, yeah, I was really happy about that. I was really, really happy about that.
That makes me happy also. Yeah. I like it.
I like warm, fuzzy things when people figure out that, you know, family is more important than being an arbitrary dickhead.
That's yeah.
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 Anyway.
Arbitrary dickhead.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a great name for a band.
I'm writing it down.
Do you have a band?
No, I have no musical skills whatsoever.
Well, but you're exposed to teenagers on a regular basis. Maybe you can encourage one of them to create a band.
I am not going to tell one of my students to name their band Arbitrary Dickhead. Can you imagine the principal calling me into his office? So, Ashley,
yeah,
we understand that little Joey named his band
yeah,
Arbitrary Dickhead.
I think that given the political climate in which you live, that would be amazing. Or where you work, not where you live, but I think that would be amazing. I think you should totally do that.
I'm gonna still go with a no because I like to pay my rent.
Rent is good. Rent is important. Yeah, I like it. I like it better when you're not homeless. It makes it so much easier to use that fancy Netflix account if you have
yes.
an you know, a TV on which to watch it, or a computer. I guess you could do it on your computer.
But it'd be pretty sad to be, like, using the computer and internet at my in-laws with my own Netflix account.
That would be, like, seriously, like, jacked up adulthood. Like,
yes.
I kind of almost made it. But then there was this arbitrary dickhead, and I got fired. So, yeah.
So close.
So close, yeah. Anyway.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
We need to talk about the blog.
We do. Go ahead, do that.
Okay.
Because you have to do that. You're in charge of now. You're
so
Andy.
Are we starting on July 20th? Did I do my numbers correctly?
Oh my God, no, that's way too far back. What is today? Today is, we are starting on the 28th is where we should start. It's a really light week. We don't have a lot going on. Not the 20th, the 27th. 27th.
What?
Yeah. It's only a
How
week, dude. It's August.
Numbers...
It's August 8th. It's August 8th. We're only doing 1 month. Mm. Or, I mean, 1 week. But there's only, like,
no.
four blogs for the week. We're not
Today doing... is August 2nd.
Right. So if we go back a full week, it's we start on Saturday, July 27th. That's where we start.
Well, see, it's really good that I asked.
Basic calendars are hard.
They really are, dude.
Mm-hmm. Although,
okay.
you know, Andy and I didn't podcast last week, and I was really bummed because I actually wrote a blog. I never write my blogs. I always forget. So,
I was going to call you out on it.
Yeah, and I listed, like, good books and shit. Have you read any of these books? Did you see them?
I read your blog because I don't know how numbers work.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay, so... In this list, though, you need to get your students. Girl Man's Up is a book that you should have available for your students.
I already got it in the school library.
Good. You're awesome.
Yeah.
You're.
I know.
You're a good mentor.
I know. I do my best.
That makes me happy. There's another book that I just finished. Once and Always. Is that it? Once and Future. Once and Future.
I feel like of the two of us, you would know that.
No,
not me.
Well, no, I wouldn't. I forget everything. But this is a book that's about, like, this futuristic King Arthur thing, and it has, it's a gender-bending, queer exploration of the King Arthur myth. It's really cool.
I like it.
Yeah, and, you know, King Arthur, the Arthur reincarnation, whatever, is a chick named Ari, who is a lesbian. Well, maybe not a lesbian. Maybe she's pan. I actually think she's pan.
Okay.
Yeah.
We like that. We like pan.
Yeah, it's really cool. So you should look into that. It's a YA novel also. Get that for your kids. Anyway, we're not talking about my blog. Why are you trying to talk about my
we're
blog?
Not. You brought it up.
fix this.
Because you were all excited that you, like, wrote words, like, you're an author or some shit.
I know. All right, so you move on then.
Okay, so we are going to start on July 29th.
Yes.
Yes. We have a blog called Gone Girl Gone Again, and it's Yvonne Height, who you are, like, BFFs with, I think.
Yeah, we're friends, yes. I like her a lot.
I mean, I don't think I've ever spoken with her, but, like, we interact online and stuff.
Yeah, because you're cool, and she's cool. Yvonne is like, if you had, like, a gerbil running around your house in one of those little balls, and you could almost kind of catch it sometimes, that's Yvonne. She's like...
That makes a lot of sense.
She has a lot of energy. She thinks about the world very, like...
A lot.
Yeah, well, no, it's like her perspective of life is tilted about 45 degrees from where everybody else is, which is incredibly cool. Yeah. So.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Keep going.
Okay. So she's got a book coming out with, I think, one of her friends, but I'm not sure about that. Called Capture a Muse, and it's writing prompts.
Yes. Oh, I knew she was working on this, but she's been working on this for years. I'm so excited that she's actually moving forward with it. So cool. Keep going. Keep talking.
It is. Okay, so it sounds like what she's going to be doing is, in addition to, like, releasing this book, for her blogs, for a while, she is going to give everyone prompts from the book and ask them to fulfill them in the blog comments.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, you and I are going to do this briefly. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, this blog's question is, a friend has come to visit, and they open your junk drawer. OMG, what's in that drawer? Do they find anything embarrassing?
Yes. You go first.
What do they find?
No, you go first.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah?
Honestly, I am a 32-year-old lesbian. There's a tape measure. There's, like, a couple Bic lighters. There's a couple hooky thingamabobs.
You mean, like, a crochet hook?
No, like, to hang something from the ceiling.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's a set of screwdrivers, and then there's also one of those little hammers that you take it apart, and it's got, like, screwdrivers built
into
it.
Yeah. I've got one of those.
Yeah.
It's and not in my junk drawer.
So it's, like, got flowers on it.
Perfect.
Which is adorable. Like, 6 different pens from the vet's office.
Nothing about this is embarrassing.
It's really not. But I'm not easily embarrassed.
Yeah, but none of that would be embarrassing even if you were easily embarrassed.
That's true. Gosh. I'm sorry.
You know,
I'm sorry. That was not invasive at all.
So, here's the thing with me. I am almost 50. So, you're 32. Uh-huh. I'm 48, right? So, I don't have just one junk drawer. I've got several because I've been adding. We've lived in our house for almost 20 years, right? Like, we've got some junk. So, I guess it's...
You want to tell me about the junk in your trunk?
It really depends on which drawer you open. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah.
Okay, well, pick the worst one and tell us about it.
No.
This is dangerous, considering you buy your children vibrators. I don't want to know what's in your junk
drawer. I do. I absolutely do. Wouldn't you? I mean, it wouldn't make sense for you to buy one for your cat.
No, that'd be weird. That would be weird.
I think it's weird to have children and expect them to grow up to be full functioning adults and then try and shame them out of feeling things.
Yeah, that would be super weird.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sex is part of growing up, and I don't want to be involved in the actual sex, but I do want my kids to know that it's normal and good
and healthy, and
I want them to know how to make themselves feel good, so they know what feels good, so they know when to say no.
Yes, all of that I agree with, which is why I don't have children.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, mostly I don't have children because I was in the line at the grocery store the other day, and there was this chick ahead of us with a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old, and 100% of what she said was, don't touch that, please don't touch that, don't touch that. I asked you not to touch that, please don't touch that. And then the kids would just, like, go up with, like, one finger and then, like, touch something.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, in the 7 minutes it took us to check out, both of them started crying for various reasons. And then the mom shifted to, you're going to hit your head like last time, don't you? Hit your head on that like last time. And then Junior hit his fucking head. That's why I don't have children.
So,
has nothing to do with sex toys.
I don't think, you know what, I can't even say that I don't have any sex toys in the junk drawer, because last time we went to Pride, they gave us like one of the tables gave out like vibrators, like little whatever, and I think that ended up in the junk drawer, but I don't know if it's still there or not, so I can't say for sure. There's always pins, and there's probably like some like 4-year-old Jolly Ranchers, and I've got some coasters that my mom made, and I'm trying to think of this one drawer, an empty gallon size Ziploc bag. I don't know why it's in there, but I know it is. There's that's kind of how my
world
works.
Like when you say you have a paperclip and it's like, yeah, it's in my office next to the office chair on the floor.
Yeah, like you just know it's there. You don't know why, and you don't know why you haven't like moved it, because moving it would be the logical thing to do. So
nope.
I want to tell you a kid story, because you just told me a kid story. Earlier this week, one of my friends, her 3 kids stayed at my house. They spent the night, right? And her 2 oldest are like 16 and 14, right? But then her son is 6, right? And so the older ones are so easy to talk to, a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old. It's like the easiest thing in the world. They just listen and then do what you want them to do. It's like it's no big deal, right? But a 6-year-old, yeah. 6-year-old, you've got to really get them invested, right? Because, you know, I'm like, he's doing all these things, and I spent so much time just going, oh my God, I'm going to throw you out the window. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to throw you out the window. And he goes, no, you're not. If you try and do that, if you do that, I'm going to get my sword and I'm going to cut you in half. Right? That's not very nice. And then, so then he had to show me his sword, which was made out of plastic and was really a dagger. And I told him that wouldn't really work. So then I showed him my sword. And then he said he was going to get my sword and cut me in half, which seemed like a bad choice on my part.
Yeah, I feel like you invited that,
yeah,
is what you
I
did.
Yeah, I really did. But at one point, he went outside. He went outside without asking anybody and out in the front yard to play. And, you know, with my kids, I don't really care, because, number one, Noah's 12 now. And, 2, everybody in the neighborhood knows them. But he's...
And you live on a cul-de-sac.
Right. But he doesn't know this area. Nobody knows him. I don't... You know what I mean? And he didn't ask to go out there. And so I'm, like, trying to convince him to come back in the house. And he's just, no, I'm good here. And I'm like, I really need you to come back in. I can't watch you out here right now. I'm trying to cook dinner. And he's just, no, I like this. I'll stay here. And I'm like, okay, listen, I know I'm not the boss of you. And he goes, no, you're not the boss of me. And I'm like, but your mom is the boss of you. Would she want you out here? And then he sighed and flipped down the little mask he was wearing and walked in the house. He was like, oh, fine. If you're going to make me responsible for doing the right thing, I'm just going to have to give up and do it. It was pretty fucking cute.
See?
Yeah.
That is why I don't have children.
Oh, God, no. It was wonderful, because once I figured out how to talk to him, like, okay, this isn't about... Because I just want to be able to tell people, like, do what I say and then have them do it. That's what I want.
Yes.
But children require more than that, right? So once I was able to figure out that, okay, the issue is I'm not the boss of him, so I need to, like, get him invested in this decision, and then we'll be okay. Then it was great after that. We had a great time.
Man, that sounds like so much effort.
It's so much fun, though. Kids are so funny. The things they say. It's so much fun to watch them try and figure out how they can manipulate something to get out of it or to get into it or whatever. It's the best.
I feel like I really wish you could see my face right now, because I am just... like, disgusted, but also, like, confused. Mm. Like, you are making this thing that sounds really not great sound really fun, and I feel like you're confused about it.
Oh, it can be. No, prior to me figuring out that the issue was that I'm not the boss of him, and by the way, actual language that he used, you're not the boss of me.
Of course. Of course.
I was trying to get him to help. I was teaching him how to count money, and then teaching him how to count by fives. 6 years old. Kid hasn't even gone to first grade yet. Knows how to count by fives. I thought that was kind of cool. But
that's pretty impressive.
I thought so. But I was trying to, like, stack up the quarters and, you know, stacks of four and line them up in rows of like five stacks, you know? And he thought that was great until he got tired of stacking and counting, and he just, like, you know, Godzilla'd all over the quarters. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm still counting those. And he goes, no, this is better. And that was that's what turned into the I'm going to get my sword and cut you in half conversation, because I was getting whatever. I sent his mom a text that said, it's okay if I beat your child, right? Because I'm about to. Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, that's fine.
She was you're having fun, aren't you? Like, she just laughed at me. She's not actually afraid I'm going to beat her children.
Well, obviously, she wouldn't leave her children with you.
Well,
in his defense, that does sound more fun to Godzilla the quarters.
Well, sure, unless you're trying to get a number. Like, I was trying to actually teach him something
why
useful.
Why would you be doing that with a six-year-old?
I don't know.
That's on you, buddy.
You know what? Here's the thing, right? I have my ceramic pig that was made in 1957. That was my mom's pig. It was the only thing I wanted when the woman died, was this pig. That's it. That's all I wanted. And the reason I wanted it is because I remember being a little kid, like littler than he is, right? So being like 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, learning how to count money with my mom with that pig. And so every kid I see, I'm just like, come on, here's the pig. Let's count the quarters. Yeah, they don't get it. They don't feel as special about it as I do.
Weird.
Yeah, funny.
And also, like, change isn't really a thing anymore.
Yeah.
It's 2019.
Yeah. No, it's really not. I mean, it is in my
I'm
world.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
I'm sorry. Okay. We are refocusing.
Okay, good. Good. Do it.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're going on to the next one. There's only like three blogs to go
There's
over.
Four.
This is not that difficult.
There's four.
I can't count. Okay.
We've established that.
July 30th, Katie Williamson, Butch Like Me.
Yeah, I'm digging these pictures too.
Yes. So here's the thing. She had a book come out, and one of the people who reviewed it on like Goodreads or Amazon included a trigger warning because there's a butch main character.
Huh?
Right? Right?
Is it a trigger warning because the word butch is like maybe language that is from like it, and a language that makes sense to me, but maybe not to somebody who's like, you know, Gen Z?
Maybe?
I don't know.
Thing is that like it sounds like this reviewer never really explained why that was a trigger. So mostly this blog is just Katie being like, so could it be this? Could it be this?
Yeah. You know, have you ever talked to her?
Have like you met online?
Her? Have you met her?
Not in, I don't think in real life.
Oh my God. She is the funniest. Everybody, dear listener, you need to meet and talk to Katie Williamson. Yeah.
She seems pretty great.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. And she's got like this really wonderful, like, fuck you, I'll say what I want. But at the same time, she's super like, I'm going to let that roll off. I'm not going to get too worked up over whatever. You know what I mean? Like, she's just.
Yes.
She's just, fuck it, I'll say what I want. But I don't need to get, I don't need to invest in owning your shit along with my own. So my favorite part of her, blog. I'm gonna read a sentence.
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
do it.
So, I have to read it because it has anal sex in it. So I actually believe.
I was hoping that's what you were gonna read. Okay.
I actually believe there should be more stories with strap-ons, anal sex, and whatever kinds of sex there is out there, because of the simple fact that it exists and people engage in it. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Wait, people have sex?
Yeah.
What?
And they don't just do it like, you know,
boring straight people do it.
Yeah, like lay on your back and I'm going to try and impregnate you with my
Don't do it. Don't say penis. It. Don't.
I said it.
See, that needs a fucking trigger warning. I just threw up.
A little in your mouth right there? Yeah.
Nope, projectile vomited.
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. So instead of stories with strap-ons, anal sex, and whatever other kinds of sex are out there, it should be strap-ons that include anal sex. Or, I mean, anal sex that includes strap-ons. Yeah.
Dude,
like, just
yeah,
do it all.
There are many combos. You can do a lot of things
of stuff. You should never, ever, ever decide that you don't like something before you've felt something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, try shit out, guys. And, you know, even if you're not into doing it, you might be into reading it.
Yeah. Well, how do you know you're not into it until you've tried it? And if you aren't into it, then don't do it again. No big deal.
Yeah, most definitely.
This is part of
So,
communicating with the person you're in bed with.
Communication is key.
Yeah.
Just like consent. It's sexy.
Yes. I had to, I remember you were talking about giving my kids vibrators. I had to have a conversation with Noah about taking testosterone as part of the whole transitioning process, but the fact that you can still get pregnant even if you're on testosterone. And mostly he just looked at me like, with this massive ooh face. But I'm thinking, I'm like, you're 12, you don't understand these things yet, but please just understand that this is real and this is possible, and don't freak out and say that you would never do that because you don't know what you're gonna like put where until you put it there. So, whatever. That's a
So,
conversation I had with my
a
kid.
heads up. Heads up, buddy.
Yep. These are the things I talk to my kids about.
And I didn't know that. I thought once tea kicked in that that was no longer a possibility.
No.
Huh.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna
I
Google it because
just
maybe I'm misunderstanding, but it was part of the
do it.
conversation we had with the doctor. Can
Well,
you
you
get.
considering that you talked to a doctor and I talked to the internet, I'm gonna trust your opinion here.
Well, yeah, but I forget everything, so.
I did
While
just
on.
learn recently that like when trans dudes are on T, that they grow Adam's apples. Did I tell you this?
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that.
I am fascinated. I did not know this.
Okay, so here. Testosterone is not a form of birth control. Even AFAB people, I don't know what that means, who have
Assigned
been.
female at birth.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's good to have you
AFAB.
here.
You're welcome.
Who have been on testosterone for a while and who no longer have periods can still get pregnant. In a survey of 41 trans men who became pregnant and gave birth, 61% of participants had used testosterone before becoming pregnant. And here's the thing: if you're on testosterone, you will probably stop having your period, and you get pregnant because
You don't know.
you don't know, and you end up being pregnant for long enough that it's no longer legal to get an abortion. So you don't have a choice about staying pregnant. So pay attention to what you
That's
can and can't
wild.
do. Yeah, you can get pregnant. So that's my public
You're
service message.
so good at parenting.
But because I actually talk to my children. Yeah, that's all
Yes,
I do.
and like make sure that they don't get pregnant when they don't want to be pregnant.
Yeah, I threaten to throw other people's children out the window. Yeah, I'm good at
Yeah,
this. Great at
but like
parenting.
in a fun way.
Don't know if he thought it was a fun way, but I did. Anyway,
Okay. Okay, we're going to the next day,
yeah,
which is
but
also
first,
Katie Williamson.
oh yeah, because it's the end of the month. Thanks, Katie. Go ahead, keep going.
Why is that? I mean, I like it, but like,
Okay, so some
what
months,
magic?
every month has like 4 Mondays and 4 Tuesdays and 4 Thursdays, whatever. So everything
Oh.
is signed out. Like, you get the first Wednesday, you get the second Wednesday, you know what I mean? Like it's split up in fours. But some months have a fifth. And I can't assign the fifth Tuesday to somebody because not every month has a fifth Tuesday, right? So it's confusing. And so KD signed up to just take care of the fifth of everything. So every fifth
I
day.
like it.
I know. All right. Anyway, keep talking.
She's great.
She is great. I like her a lot.
Okay, so I like the title of this blog, Tales of an Unlicensed Social Worker.
Okay. Yes.
I like it. Yes. So she's in the mental health field and she starts talking about that, but then she pivots into people who want to feed her.
Yes.
Okay,
I can
so
come over
stay
and fix
with
you
me.
fried chicken. You look
Yes! Like, who says that? And is that like how straight dudes hit on people?
I don't know.
Because, wow.
I think it might be. Like the
Men
best thing
need
I have to
help.
offer you is fried chicken.
It looks like you eat fried, or you like fried chicken.
Well, I like fried chicken, so does Katie. She says so right here.
Yeah, but I'm not into men who look like Fred Sanford. Hey, Jove, who's Fred Sanford?
Are you serious right now? Oh my God. Cultural introduction, folks. There's a show from the 70s called Sanford and Sons, and Fred Sanford was
I've
this
heard of that.
salty old black dude who like owned the, I want to say like a kind of like a junkyard kind of thing. And he was salty. He was very, it's a very cool character. You gotta get a look up Fred Sanford. Yeah.
But he's not hot.
No.
I
No. No.
mean, granted, Katie is not into like dudes at all, but
No,
this
she's not.
specific type of looking dude.
Yeah. No, you gotta Google it. When we're done talking, you gotta Google it.
You know that I'm on the internet right now.
I also know that you're talking on the device that you are on the internet with.
Okay.
Are you not?
Yes.
Okay then. How are you gonna talk to me and Google it at the same time?
I just did.
Oh, you're not on your phone? Okay, fuck it. Keep talking. Go.
Wow, he wears hats. Yeah, he's a crusty old looking dude. Don't like it. Nope. Nobody's boning him.
No. Anyway.
Okay, so then she goes into weird meats that she has eaten.
I don't
Turkey
understand.
neck, which I don't get, but my wife likes it at Thanksgiving. Weird local bayou birds, alligators, and even raccoon. Okay, raccoons are cute when they're babies.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you can't eat them.
I'm just saying.
Cows are cute when they're babies.
I was raised by a vegan.
Yeah, well, then you're a vegetarian, right?
I'm a polo pescatarian.
Oh my God, you've told me this, and it sounds like a religion, not a eating, whatever. Okay, explain to the listeners what that means, because I can't. Polo
Okay,
pescatarian
so
sounds like you eat fish and you hit it with a polo mallet. Is that right?
yes, that
Okay.
is correct. Turkey, chicken, and fish. So poultry and fish, basically. But
Nice.
like no pork, no beef, mostly because those things are gross.
Okay.
Like beef, you're just chewing it for an hour and a half and it tastes like beef, which is funky. And then pork, ugh.
You know, I have to say that I'm a little bit concerned for a 32-year-old grown ass woman who's married and has never had a properly prepared steak or apparently bacon. Okay, moving on.
Okay, I grew up being served steak, and I just think it's gross. And I also grew up eating turkey bacon, which means that I think that pig bacon is just fat. It
Wait,
is fried fat.
wait, listen. I don't care if you grew up eating steak or being fed steak. I said a properly prepared steak. There's a difference. You
I
can.
have been to many a disgusting steakhouse where they
I don't
wrap
care.
their fucking filet mignon in bacon.
You're not going to convince me.
It's
You're not
gross.
going to convince me that
I
you've
don't
had a
like the
decent steak.
smell.
No.
I don't like the look. It's. Ugh.
Have you had alligator?
No.
Is that on your list of approved foods?
No.
I have, by the way, had alligator.
Why?
Because it was there and somebody else ordered it, so I tasted it. Why wouldn't I?
See, my brother used to order shit like that. Like, we'd be in a restaurant and they'd have elk, and he's like, yeah, I want some fucking elk. Why? Why?
Because you know what? Here's the thing. Life is about experiences. And if there's something available that you haven't tried, I really, seriously, Ashley, I subscribe to the philosophy that you should try everything once. And then, just to be safe, you should try it again just to make sure you did it right the first time.
Okay. I
So.
subscribe to the philosophy that we have instincts. For a reason. One of my instincts is smell.
Yeah,
If I smell
sweetie.
something and it smells like asshole, I'm not going to put it in my mouth.
Sweetie. You have incisors for a reason. You are designed to eat meat. And don't tell me that alligator smells like asshole. You smell like
I don't
asshole.
know.
Moving
I've
on.
never smelled it. And also, my six front teeth are fake, so my incisors aren't great.
Okay, anyway, moving on.
Now we're moving on. Damn it. Damn it. Okay, August 1st, we have By the Sea, By the Sea.
Yeah.
Aw, that's lovely.
Yeah,
RG,
yeah.
hanging out. So she's talking about Coney Island, which I have read about and seen on the television.
Yes, me too. I saw it on the television when I watched that movie Big with Tom Hanks.
I've only seen half of Big.
That's all you needed.
Okay. I much prefer The Burbs.
Okay.
Or Turner and Hooch. We just watched that for my wife's birthday.
Okay.
She had a hamster when she was a kid named Hooch because of Turner and Hooch, and she did not understand as a six-year-old why everyone thought that was hilarious.
It's pretty hilarious.
It's pretty great.
Anyway.
Okay. Coney Island, which to me is like bad Ferris wheels and hot dogs, according to what I have seen, and from this blog also sounds like that. Like people, like a lot of them in a small place, riding crappy rides.
Yeah, eating food and riding rides
that romance
independently will make you vomit, but putting them together will definitely make you vomit.
Hello.
What?
You, just for the record, totally cut out, and all I got was vomit.
Yeah, well, that was pretty much all you needed to get.
Okay, cool.
I just said that Coney Island is like every other amusement park. You eat food that would independently make you vomit, and you ride rides that would independently make you vomit, and then you put them both together, and you're guaranteed to vomit. Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
But also, they have fireworks there, and we've got some pretty great photos of, like, rides at night and fireworks. So that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I like it.
I like it, too.
And also, I would imagine that it is fun to take people who are from out of town to Coney Island, which
is really
what RJ is talking about.
Yeah, which, because it's like, you know, a quintessential New York experience. Like, you have to do certain things. That's definitely one of them. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So that's excellent.
It's lovely. And it's lovely. And she shared pictures, and I love that.
Yes, you do like your pictures.
I do. You are bad at pictures, but I like pictures.
I am.
Anyway. Do we have anything else we need to talk about?
No, we covered it. We did great.
Okay. Are you sure?
I'm pretty confident. Looking at it right now.
Pretty confident?
I am.
Are you gonna wrap up or am I gonna wrap up?
When have I ever wrapped up?
I don't know. I like Come it on. when you try.
No.
All right, dear listener, that has been the Week in Review for Women in Words. I am Jove Bell, here today with Ashley Bartlett. you can find us online at womenwords.org. Thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you next week.